We seem to have been low on good news this week, so let's hear some more cheerful stories. A new food hall is opening at the Norfolk Showground in May. A Norwich manufacturer of firefighting nozzles is expanding, and Lotus pledges commitment to its Norfolk home. There was also good news for staff at a Norwich charity, who are now working on a four-day week on full pay. This is likely to be controversial. We finish with the Evening News editor's opinion on this move. Robin will launch the series of good news stories.
A new £3 million food hall at the Norfolk Showground will open next month, showcasing the finest local produce the county has to offer. The Norfolk Food Hall will feature a restaurant with 120 seats, 80-seat garden room, butchers and delicatessen, creating 21 jobs. The 3,000-square-foot space will open at the end of May. The Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, which opens the showground and is leading the project, confirmed at its AGM. Work began in September last year, and £830,000 has been received in donations towards the project. George Brentnell, 35, a former chef who cooked for the royal family, will lead the site as general manager. All profits from the Norfolk Food Hall will go to the association charity, which it helps to continue.
The UK's leading manufacturer of bespoke firefighting nozzles is expanding its Norfolk base, less than a year after unveiling the multi-million pound facility. Delta Fire opened its £5.5 million manufacturing base at Broadland Business Park in Norwich last July. It is now investing more than £1 million to add a 975 square metre extension onto the back of the building. The third generation family business has been rooted in Norfolk for nearly 35 years, manufacturing and supplying firefighting equipment to most of the UK's fire and rescue services and more than 100 countries worldwide. The extension will combine space for specialist project work and new advanced machinery.
Lotus has committed to being based in Norfolk, despite revealing that most of its latest redundancies will be made at its Hethel headquarters. The sports car manufacturer is cutting up to 270 jobs, blaming the decision on Donald Trump's US tariffs and a shifting demand for sports cars. The latest wave of redundancies follows 94 jobs that were lost after a restructuring of the business last November. However, in a letter sent to its staff seen by the Evening News, Lotus said it remains committed to the UK, which is the home of the Lotus brand. Trump's tariffs mean UK car manufacturers are now being hit with a 25% import fee in the US. Around 25,000 jobs in the UK are at risk because of the fees on car imports, the Institute for Public Policy and Research has warned. Currently, one in eight UK-built cars is exported to the US. Lotus is owned by Chinese car company Geely Holding Group. Wuhan-based Lotus Technology builds the brand's EMEA and Electrus SUVs in China. Its Chinese operation now looks set to be severely affected by the tariffs, with the country locked in a trade war with the US. Hethel has been the home of Lotus since 1966.
Staff at one of Norwich's largest charities, which relies on grants from government bodies, are now working a four-day week on full pay. Future Projects, which runs a special education school, and the future radio station, has introduced new arrangements which sees employees work 80% of their contracted hours for 100% pay. The charity's chairman, Mike Stonard, is the leader of Norwich City Council, where controversial plans for a four-day week for workers have twice been met with huge backlash, with critics saying it represented appalling value for taxpayer money. The charity receives funding from Norfolk County Council and Norwich City Council, as well as charitable trusts. Future Projects trustees, who also include the chief executive of the Broadlands Authority, John Packman, approved the scheme after an initial 8-month trial last year. The charity employs 65 people, with around half dropping down to 4 days. The scheme does not apply to staff working at the Future Education Special Education School in Earlham. Staff get to choose to take either Mondays or Fridays off, with salaries ranging from £25,000 to £35,000 a year. The charity claims that despite losing a day's work each week, staff productivity and output has remained the same and even improved in certain areas.
One of Norwich's largest charities, which receives funding from government bodies, has controversially introduced a new 4-day week for its staff, who will remain on full pay. Future Projects, which runs a special education school and the future radio station in the city, is allowing employees to work a day less each week, taking either Mondays or Fridays off to work 80% of their contracted hours for 100% of the pay. Our question is, how can any organisation produce the same level of output in 4 days as it does in 5? And when charities which rely on grants from our local councils are working a day less each week, how is it that good value for money for the taxpayer? Future Projects claims the productivity and output of its staff has remained the same despite losing a day each week, even improving in some areas. But with charities already stretched because of the cost of living crisis, how can staff working a day less possibly make it easier to offer support to those in need? The country already has a productivity problem. Why are we making it worse?